This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, December 2nd, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, millions march against repressive labour laws in South Korea. Workers strike against poverty-level wages in 340 U.S. cities. How global unions support employees caught in huge corporate mergers. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. In a remarkable show of workers fighting for the right to earn decent wages, demonstrations were held all across the United States this week. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seemory Ainsborough reports.
In the United States on Tuesday, November 29th, thousands of workers in 340 cities went on strike, held sit-ins, and demonstrated for a $15 an hour minimum wage. The current federally stipulated minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, which is not enough to live on. The movement towards a higher minimum wage started in 2012 with a focus on fast food workers, but has expanded to include other employees such as airport workers, home caregivers, and Uber drivers. The national demonstrations and strikes were organized by the Fight for 15 campaign, which is supported by the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. Andy Meters is a McDonald's worker in Chicago.
We serve fast, convenient meals for families. We keep the city streets clean, and we help run airports. I fight for 15 and union rights, and I will continue to do so, to make sure every worker can live with dignity and respect. We've already won raises for 20 million workers. No one in this country should have to work for less than $15 an hour or without the rights of being in a union.
While federal government legislation mandates at least a $7.25 minimum wage, other jurisdictions, such as municipalities, can implement higher minimums. And so the Fight for 15 campaign has been targeting cities. The northwestern city of Seattle, for example, has raised the minimum wage to $11 an hour. More cities are being targeted. This is Seemory Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Millions of people marched in Seoul, South Korea on Wednesday, November 30th to demand the resignation or impeachment of the country's president. Hundreds of thousands of workers joined the demonstrations to protest oppressive labor laws that were demanded by huge corporations in the country, such as Samsung and Hyundai. Rallies in support of the Korean workers were staged in front of South Korean embassies around the world. One of those rallies was organized by the global unions in Geneva. Volta Sanchez is the general secretary of the Global Union Industrial.
This is a group of global union federations in an action because today millions of Koreans are on general strike fighting the government who for 2 years now is trying to push a legislation to attack labor rights that are breaking into the unions, sending their leaders to the prison because they're fighting for the workers' rights.
As the pace of global economic integration increases, huge corporations are merging to improve their position in the market with little regard for their employees. Too often, the needs of the workers in the merging companies are ignored. As an example, the largest building materials company in the world is Lafarge Holcim. It has 115,000 employees in 90 countries. The company was formed by a merger of two large corporations, Lafarge and Holcim, in 2015. Before the merger, Lafarge made many promises to protect the interests of the workers involved. But parts of the new corporation were deinvested, meaning they were sold off to other companies who felt no need to keep promises made. And meanwhile, issues such as a significant increase in health and safety problems in the new company are being ignored. Trying to pressure Lafarge Holcim to keep its pre-merger promises is the global union Industrial. Industrial operates in a wide range of sectors from mining to manufacturing to garment production. It represents some 50 million workers in 140 countries. I talked to Matthias Hartvig about Lafarge Holcim. Mr. Hartvig is the director of the Mechanical Engineering and Materials Industries Department of Industrial. I asked him first what workplace practices of Lafarge Holcim most concern Industrial.
Well, unfortunately, the list is very long. Actually, it starts with during the merger and after, there were a lot of divestments and so, but after that, there were lots of restructurings and dismissals already, and as far as we see, in many cases, no proper information and consultation has taken place. And just one example, they have introduced shared service centers in different parts of the world, and nowhere workers or their representations were consulted in before. Then we have a health and safety issue. They have chosen after the merger to choose a top-down approach instead of bottom-up, and they have imposed new rules and systems without involving workers, unions, works councils, or shop stewards all around the world. And the result is that the fatalities within the group are exploding. We have a lot of fatalities, far more than we had in the old groups before the merger. Well, then, what we see now is that during negotiations about collective bargaining agreements, more and more the company or local management tends to not respect the traditions and the customs in the different countries. We have just this year already two cases of illegal use of scabs in Canada, and we have to attempt to almost everywhere to take away seniority or pension rights. And then we have a massive use of outsourcing and subcontracting, and that leads to a huge amount of precarious work within the group. You see, the list is very long, and that's really horrible to say this.
Industrial has called for a global day of action for December 9th, just before the International Day for Human Rights. Extended versions of this and other stories are available on the Radio Labor website. Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labor Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the more than 2,300 stories our volunteers collected in the last week. Our top stories section included links to news about the new evidence that Volkswagen Brazil collaborated with a military dictatorship and identified union activists who were then tortured, imprisoned, or disappeared, calls for the government of Kazakhstan to honor basic labor rights, and a day of strikes by non-union workers in 340 cities across the United States as fast food and retail workers demanded a $15 an hour minimum wage and union recognition. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. There was a flash strike by electricity workers in Guyana after management announced that a pay award would not be honored. Healthcare workers and flower plantation employees in Kenya walked to press their wage demands. A regional general strike in Indonesia was held on Friday as unions demanded an increase to the minimum wage and the resignation of a senior government official. Greek ferry workers tied up their ships to protest government austerity policies, and unions in Lesotho joined their allies in a one-day protest, demanding the return of democracy after 2 years of military rule. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the problems experienced by domestic workers as a result of the Indian government's so-called demonetization program, a new wave of pay equity claims by unions in New Zealand, and a study of poverty amongst working women in the United States by the anti-poverty non-governmental organization Oxfam. The Health and Safety Newswire we run in cooperation with Hazards Magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the deaths of 8 miners in Poland and 18 factory workers in India, and a possible strike over workplace safety by jail guards in Ireland. Currently, Labor Start is running 7 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.